Jekka News you need to know now.
Die weer lyk heel wat anders as vroeër die week. Daar is 'n geel vlak 2 waarskuwing vir erge donderstorms oor Gauteng, die Mpumalanga se Hoëveld en die noordoostelike dele van die Noordwes. En dit is baie koeler vandag. Pretoria op na 21, Johannesburg en Polokwane 19, Mpumalanga 16 en Malagleni 18 en Rustenburg 27.
In Bedford view is hy hewig verkeer op die N3 Noord by die skakel na die N12 Oos, dis nou by die Gilolis Wisselaar.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sê hy is optimisties dat Suid-Afrika 'n voordelige handelsooreenkoms met Amerika sal bereik. President Donald Trump het verlede maand 'n tarief van 30% op Suid-Afrikaanse uitvoere ingestel nadat Pretoria versuim het om voor die sperdatum van 1 Augustus 'n ooreenkoms met Washington te kon bereik. Ramaphosa het in New York by die Suid-Afrika-Amerika Handels- en Beleggingsdialoog gesê onderhandelinge met Amerika vorder goed. En die politieke kwik styg in Europa nadat hommeltuie oor verskeie lughawens in Denemarke gevlieg en gelei het tot die sluiting van die lughawens en dit sluit in Denemarke se grootste internasionale lughawe in Kopenhagen. Dit volg soortgelyke voorvalle in Poland en Roemenië oor die afgelope paar weke. Dit is nog nie vasgestel waar die hommeltuie vandaan gekom het nie. Rusland het reeds ontken dis nie syne nie. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, the International Cricket Council has made a big call. They've suspended USA's cricket membership in the sports world governing body with immediate effect. But the country's teams will still be able to play in the run-up to the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. The decision follows, quote, repeated and continuous breaches of USA Cricket's obligations as an ICC member. The ICC also cited significant actions that have caused reputational damage to cricket in the United States and around the world, though they didn't go into any detail. The U.S. men's team will still take their place in the T20 World Cup in February next year. They managed to reach the Super 8 stage at the 2024 T20 World Cup, which qualified them for the 2026 tournament. Onto football, goalkeeper coach Grant Johnson has become the latest member of Siwelele FC's technical team to get the boot. His departure follows chairman Calvin Lejeune's sweeping changes, which have seen CEO Stan Matthews and assistant coach Andre Aronsa dismissed last week. The Spa Baby Proteas remain unbeaten at the Netball World Youth Cup in Gibraltar yesterday. They dominated Fiji 86-35. That was in their final Pool D match. They've beaten so far by Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, as well as Malawi, before they took on the Fijians. They'll be back on court in the quarterfinals tonight. They face the Cook Islands, and that's at 7. And Canada have been training with headphones on to prepare for the raucous atmosphere in Saturday's Women's Rugby World Cup final against England at Twickenham. There's an expected 82,000 sellout crowd in London, which will break the attendance record for a women's rugby match, with the majority said to be roaring on England. The Canada wing Asia Hogan Rochester revealed the unusual training technique that's being used ahead of the final, just I suppose to prepare for being not the home team in a World Cup final. Good luck to them.
What is on the headphones?
I guess it's crowd noise, distractions, maybe making sure
to
they
prep
can't
them for.
Yeah, making sure you can't really hear line out calls, that sort of thing that happens when there's a really, really loud crowd.
Vuvuzelas.
FM.
There's nothing colder than your shoulder when you're dragging me along like you do, like you do. And then you switch up with no warning and you kiss me like you want it. How rude, how rude. But I kinda like